One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take, the ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your room.
You are listening to Radio RMN. My name is Raylan Allen, and I'm the publisher of RumorMillNews.com. My guest today is someone that many of our longtime listeners know very well. Her name is Sherry Edwards. She has a lot of breaking news for us. But in case you're new to Sherry, she is the one who pioneered the study of human bioacoustic biology. And her 30 years of research is currently being used at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology in Albany, Ohio. She and her team at Sound Health are using human voice and the associated frequencies to help clients resolve health issues such as macular degeneration, multiple sclerosis, headaches, muscle stress, brain trauma, weight loss, and nutritional concerns. The technology she brings is cutting edge, and it can be used to identify health and well-being possibilities that you've never encountered. But the other things it can be used for is it can literally be used as a lie detector. She can take the sound bites of our politicians' speeches and tell you who's telling the truth and who's lying. But in addition to all of this, Sherry has developed sources over the years, and it is information from some of Sherry's sources that we are going to be discussing today about prescription medication and how a lot of people are going to be very, very, left in the cold, out in the cold. And so, Sherry, I want to welcome you to Radio RMN here on the Micro Effect Broadcast Network.
To be here.
Yes, it is. So, Sherry, what is this information that you have just learned about prescription medicine?
Could I back up and tell a story first?
You certainly may.
That fits right in. A few months ago, and I think it was April or May, there was a magazine article, Time Magazine. And it was how to die. And I thought that was rather fascinating, and I'm looking at it, and then I'm absolutely appalled because...
Sherry, can I interrupt for a moment? Our board administrator has asked you to speak up or speak into the microphone a little bit better.
Let me see if I can...
You're almost too soft to hear.
Let me see if I can turn up the phone a little bit. How's that? Any better?
Well, that sounds better to me. I'll ask the board administrator if it's okay. Okay, and that article was in Newsweek?
It was in Time Magazine. It was a June 11th, 2012 issue of Time Magazine. It was an article by Joe Klein, and he talked about how to die according to the new Obama regulations. Now, one of the things that we do here at the center is help people with their health and help put health back into their hands. When I read that, I couldn't believe it. Because it says in there that if you are willing, as the kid, the sibling, the daughter, son, whatever, if you are willing to let your parent die, they will give you a bonus check. Instead of having your parent take up resources of the government's health fund, they'll just give you a little bonus check, but you just let your people die. So
you are talking Brave New World here.
It's what?
You are talking Brave New World.
Absolutely.
That's what...
It gets worse, and that's what I'm going to tell you here. Well, remember when we went through this Supreme Court thing with Obamacare? That it's okay for the government to force you to buy something? Okay, now hold that thought. We have an 81-year-old lady working here, or did, and spry, out rollerblading. I mean, she was a spry and tough old lady. She worked here every day for years. Then along comes this incredible heat wave here, and we had no electricity for like 14 days. And she just couldn't take the heat, so she wasn't breathing very well. It was the middle of the night. Her one of her kids took her to the hospital and had to go on to work, and they dropped her off. So when we finally found her, they said, oh, she's in intensive care, and she told us that she wants to die. And so they had taken away her food, her water, and her oxygen, and just sent her there to die. And we're like, you know, what's going on here? They won't allow us to give her anything. So 6 days of that, and we finally snuck her some water, and she started to rally round, and they saw that, they came in, and they unhooked her pacemaker, and she died within the hour. And they did it they did it based on Obamacare says that if people want to die, they can opt out. And now she couldn't breathe very well, so she wasn't getting enough oxygen. But they said 81 years old, you know, time to go. Now, we should have pinned a note on her that said she's still working. She's still paying taxes. But that's
yeah,
the kind of...
Yeah, you should have done that.
Pardon?
I said you should have done that.
Well, I guess it was 4 or 5 hours before we found her. When her daughter went home in the morning, she was helping somebody else through the night, and she couldn't find her, and this other person was at work, so it took a while to even find her. And when they did, they had already made the decision, time for her to die.
Oh, my God, that is so horrible, Sherry. I had not yet heard one of those stories, although I do know they let my mother die. She was 89, and the nurses decided that she was too old. She didn't need to take up valuable space. But had she had private insurance, like my husband had, that was paying them $1 million a visit, they would have let her live. But because she was on Medicare, they didn't let her live.
This was
in 2007. So this was happening under Bush also.
Well, as they go on here, there is a, on the front page of Money in the USA today, there was a woman that went in, she was like 64 or 5 years old, went into the hospital, and they withheld insulin from her, saying that it was a shortage, and they didn't have to give it to her, and they wouldn't let her children give it to them either. So she went 18 hours without insulin. She was in the intensive care. And they felt completely justified. This is getting worse and worse and worse. The stories are coming in every day. We had a story come
and
in.
Folks,
a woman.
What we need, the main lesson right here is do not go to the hospital. Because in my opinion, hospitals kill. So whatever you can fix at home, and even if you can't fix it at home, at least you will have access to natural remedies and to whatever medications you do have left. And so if you're on diabetes, or if you're on insulin, you've got to do whatever you can do to increase your pancreas so that you can survive without insulin.
Well,
I don't know if that's possible to do, but
we've been doing it here. Absolutely. And before this show is over, we're going to give people the tools to watch their own health. We're going to give them software that's online on demand. They can watch anytime. And we're going to give them information about the present rulership, about a startling connection between Obama and Romney.
So, oh, my God. And, folks, I want to tell you, if you've got friends and family that have diabetes, or have any illness, you've got to call them and tell them to listen to this show.
Okay, a lady reported to us she'd gone to the hospital. She had a bowel obstruction and was in a lot of pain, and she was a diabetic. They gave her Cipro, something you're never supposed to give a diabetic, and they shot her sugar through the roof, or her blood readings through the roof, and without apology, without anything. And it says right in the literature, do not give a diabetic Cipro. So another thing for him to watch out for. But the, I'm going to be talking about ways we're being killed. Now, the next thing that happens here is they have decided, in Ohio at least, they're sending out letters saying, unless you purchase your medication from this specific place, this specific insurance company, and there's several companies doing it, you are going to have to pay a greater price for your medications because insurance is not going to pay for anything that you need more than three times. So they'll pay for things like antibiotic, but if you're on insulin or water pills or whatever else goes on, heart medicines, you have to purchase everything from a company that's not your local pharmacy. So one, they're taking away business from the local pharmacies. Two, they're putting all of this in a pot that they can control. And if they want to say, okay, there's a shortage on insulin, you just do without. And there's nothing your local pharmacy could do because once they get this going, the local pharmacies won't keep enough medication to have a supply. So this is another way that they're killing off people that are on medication, but there is something that we can do about it, and we're going to talk about that later on in the show. So it's pharmaceutical rationing, and their justification is that the Supreme Court upheld that with Obamacare, anything dealing with health could be rationed, and you could be forced to buy it from the vendor of their choice. So they are choosing to take away the rights of buying medication locally, and, or you're going to pay a big fine or a big penalty or an extra tax on it, and they're trying to say, oh, well, that's just a lesser percentage. They should not be allowed, the drug company should not be allowed to say, we're going to pay a different percentage if you buy it within 50 miles of your home or if you buy it from our company in California. There is an incredible effort to control water, air, food, and now medication. So there is a way that we can fight back with our own water. Somebody called me yesterday and said all the Ron Paul rally that the government had put together, a big hurricane or whatever you call it, and they were going to bombard the rally in Florida. I think we can put together groups of rumor mill news audiences and fight back with our own mind. Have you ever heard of a movie called Water, The Consciousness of Water, Explore Your Own Potential Through Consciousness of Water?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Well, it says in there a great many things, like we are 85% water, that with the power of intention, and they really proved it, that it was the power of intention of what you could do with your mind, all because water is programmable, and they proved that water was programmable on this show. You know, all this stuff about Catholics and dipping people in water of the baptism and sprinkling holy water. Well, they tested all that. And then you've probably had people on about Emoto and how he changed water with intention. So what if we get together as a group? And it may be that we can play a couple pieces of this movie on down in the show. But we get together as a group and we decide there's not going to be a big storm. We're going to put up a wall of thought along the edge where Ron Paul is going to be speaking and all their people are going to be gathered outside because there's no building big enough to house them. And we just decide that now is a time that we are going to fight back. They can't well, they're trying, but they can't take our minds. But I'm gonna, can I explain something about they can't take our minds? Because they're certainly trying. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, I am. Go ahead and explain.
There is a man that's working with a group, and his name is Dr. John Astley. You may have had him on the show, or I think you've talked to him. He did a study, and I had him on the audio, and I was listening to his voice, and he was talking about Chernobyl.
Uh-huh.
And saying that with Chernobyl, if anybody's old enough to remember that, years ago there was only one rod that blew, and with this Fukushima, there was five or six rods. So the map is showing now that the exposure to radiation is 50 times that of Chernobyl. And he went ahead to give statistics of what they are covering up. And I could not believe him, but I did an analysis of his voice, and he's telling the truth. One of them is the hard data coming out of Chernobyl, which caused nearly a million deaths, plus 8 million critically disabled, was not linked to Chernobyl until 25 years later. Now here we are, what, 2-3 years from Fukushima? Within
right.
a year after
Now, can I just ask if anybody, if that article that you read mentioned the fact that the winds were taking all of that Chernobyl radiation into Turkey?
I don't think that's in the article.
Okay, that's something we need to follow up on.
Well, with Fukushima, it's coming to the western United States.
And yes, that's correct.
And there's an increase in infant death rates. Spike to 900%.
Mm-hmm.
That infant death rates rose 2.3 during the first 4 months of Chernobyl, and it's risen like 0.43 now and up to 5.6. I mean, he has the statistics saying what's
right.
going on here. Thyroid cancer in Connecticut is up by 94%. And remember we talked before about them controlling the population? In
yes.
this movie, I just talked about the consciousness of water. They did a study, and right when they do nuclear testing, there's an absolute correlation between nuclear testing times and suicides immediately after.
Oh, my gosh.
So you begin to look at the statistics of these soldiers coming back, and they're committing suicide one every 80 minutes is the statistics that these soldiers are committing suicide. Now, when you look at the statistics of how many die in the wards, like one every day and a half or something.
I know, we're losing more of them.
From suicide.
Yeah.
But then, and we can post this for people if you'd like. We're
of
looking,
course, we can do that.
We're looking at what's coming from Fukushima. Now, let's step back a minute and say, you know, here at our research center, we have done studies, one for the Army about post-traumatic stress disorder that we decided to share with the public, and we're going to give that away if people want it during the show. And
be wonderful.
And we looked at what causes mental distress.
Uh-huh.
And there's eight things. Linoleic acid, which is a fatty acid, zinc, calcium, and niacin. And the next layer down, if that isn't part of it, is progesterone, B5, choline, and magnesium. Now, I have a chart in front of me that I will happily share with anybody who wants to have a copy. Actually, it's already on our site. Here's an
if
address.
If it's online, maybe you could have one of your assistants posted in the chat room.
I can do that. They can also
go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, radiation class, one word, radiationclass.html, soundhealthoptions.com/radiationclass.html. There is a two-hour class waiting for people. There's a textbook. There's software. There's automatic registration right online. They don't even have to get in touch with us. Because we believe here that people have a right to know. And this is what is going on. When you look at the frequencies of iodine and plutonium, xenon, uranium, thorium, strontium, all of these things that are being released from Fukushima, Raylan, they were designed to cause havoc with the psychology of people's mind. When we put up this chart and we did it based on frequency, that's what we do here. Everything has a frequency. When you look at iodine 131, it competes for zinc in the body, and zinc is one of the things that keeps your blood sugar stable and keeps your mental status stable. It also interferes with your glutamic acid and glutamine that helps your cells talk to each other. So I can't hardly believe that somebody would be so worldwide cruel as to plan this. But boy, when you look at the numbers, there it is. That the release of these absolutely correspond with an increase in suicides. And they have known this since they did the research on the bomb that they dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. They have known this for 50, 60 years, and they allowed it to happen anyway. So it says if you have been exposed to cobalt 60, it's going to attack your liver, your kidneys, and your B12. And you know B12 keeps you mentally stable.
Yes.
Strontium is going to attack your ability for your cells to divide. So if you're pregnant, that's particularly important. And it's going to attack your ability to use inositol, which is a cofactor for choline. And I don't know if people want all of this nutritional information, but this chart is waiting for them at that address. And the software, easily used software, is waiting to show them what they've been exposed to. Because in this movie, Consciousness of Water, it says anytime there's a nuclear blast on the atmosphere, under the ground, whatever, the water there picks up the frequency of that altered reality of nuclear waste and puts it in the water, and then we drink it, and then we have a problem with that, and we can't stay stable physically or emotionally, and we're right back to this is the way you kill them off.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So we think people have a right to know. And if they've been exposed to strontium, then they can go get some ATP. It's all there in a graph for them. What have you been exposed to? How can you counter this by nutrition or exercising a certain muscle? I think this is just dirty. Who's controlling this? Who wants the people off the planet? You know, and we can look at this math and we can tell whether things are man-made or whether they just naturally occurred in Mother Nature. And same thing with this influenza that they're threatening us with, and we're going to give a big hint here about what's going on. We can give people the frequencies. We have a free class about influenza also, so that people can look at this and join us online for a free class, We have classes sitting there waiting for people 24/7. There's one sitting there now on allergies. So we rotate these classes so people can learn to use all of this software. But let's talk about flu for a minute, another way to kill people off. Actually, we're going to talk about two pieces of shots, and I'm afraid I'm going to run into the break here, so I will try to hurry.
Yeah, we're going to break in 3 minutes.
Okay, well, we'll talk about the Gardasil and what it's designed to develop after we come back. But influenza, the shots that they tried to force everybody to take last year, and people were smart enough not to, they added a component to it this year. It's the same shots. It's the same viruses, identical, probably because they have a lot of the trash left over. So they added something called hemagglutinin to it, which makes the virus adhere to your cells and makes you have a more viral dose of the influenza vaccine. There is a natural substance, grapefruit seed extract, and it's made by Nutrabiotic as the most potent source, and that is an anti-hemagglutinin. So if they make you take these shots, you can use some of these. There's pills in their oil. We just used it for a lady that had a recluse spider bite, and it worked. The oil did, because it doesn't allow any virus, bacteria, yeast, or mold to attach to your cells. So something like a spider bite, which is a poison, it just wouldn't allow it to attach to her cells.
Wow.
But this is a way that people can protect themselves. Nutrabiotic, N-U-T-R-I-B-I-O-T-I-C, Nutrabiotic. You ought to get some of that on your site and let people get it through you, and you could make some money for Rumor Mill News.
Okay, I will do that. We'll get off air, and you can give me all that information, and I shall do that.
But this is a way that we can protect ourselves, because right now you go into a hospital, they have a right to give you these influenza shots. And I had a fight with them. They have a right if you go to jail. If you get arrested and go to jail, they can give you these shots. No questions asked. They'll hold you down and pump you full. We have to have a way to come back, and a natural way, so that we don't have to go buy all these things from the pharmaceutical companies to help us get well. I'm on the track of passing out to everybody who wants it information, classes, and software, and how to combat some of the most serious, egregious health crises that have been created by supposedly the people who love us and we're supposed to trust and are running our government. And it's just crazy what they're doing.
Wow, I know. And you really do have to wonder why. Where's it all coming from?
It seems like they just want to kill us off the planet.
That's what it seems like to me, too.
And I didn't believe it at first. I couldn't believe people wanted to do that. When we come back...
But the more we know, the more it looks like that is exactly what they're wanting to do.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about who's running the show.
Right, and I just was signaled that we are going to break, and so I want to tell everyone that this is Raylan Allen, and we are talking with Sherry Edwards. And Sherry, what is your website that they can go over and look at on the break?
SoundHealthOptions.com.
Okay, SoundHealthOptions.com, and Sherry and I will be right back. And please do us a favor and go over to TalkStreamLive.com, find Radio RMN, and give a vote for us. And Sherry and I will be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.